It's time for boys high school basketball on KGYM Radio, presented by First Federal Credit Union. Let's go courtside and join former coach Phil Dunn with analysis. And with a play-by-play, here's KGYM Sports Director Scott Unash.
And we are coming to you live from the U.S. Cellular Center here in downtown Cedar Rapids as we get ready for a doubleheader of 4A boys substate basketball, as game one will feature the Linmar Lions and the Cedar Falls Tigers. That'll be followed by the Trojans of Iowa City West taking on the Little Hawks of City High, their third battle of the season. Great to have you with us, Scott Unash, alongside Phil Dunn, as we get ready, as we said, for one of the top nights of the year as far as high school basketball, high school sports really is concerned. We always look forward to the doubleheader at the Cellular Center. Crowd filing in here, and a good crowd at that, following Linmar and following Cedar Falls, as we get four Mississippi Valley Conference teams, and the two winners tonight will punch their ticket to the boys' state basketball tournament. Second meeting of the year, Phil, between these two teams. They met back in early January, and Linmar won it 69-61. That was about, nearly 2 months ago, so a lot of things have changed, and you've got two teams that are red hot coming into this basketball game.
Both teams playing extremely well. They wound up the year well, both of these teams. Cedar Falls, 18-4 on the year, just a tremendous season for these guys coming down Interstate 380 to play down here in the sub-state. This game, Scott, means so much to both of these basketball clubs. We know that coming into it, there's a lot on the line. Be interesting to watch early on how the teams react with so much riding on this. How does that extra energy, how does it parlay itself into the game of basketball?
Linmar coming in with a record of 17-5, the number 9 rated team at Class 4A. Meanwhile, Cedar Falls, the Tigers come in at 18-4. And we are seeing the number 18 in Class 4A right now. And one of these teams going to get back to the state tournament. Cedar Falls was there a couple of years ago. Linmar, it's been 4 years since the Lions have been to Des Moines and the Wells Fargo Arena. And that, of course, coming on the heels of 9 straight appearances. They're looking for their 11th overall as they come into the sub-state final for the second straight year in downtown Cedar Rapids. Linmar lost to Cedar Rapids Kennedy on this court last year in this very game.
It used to be the Lions could just punch their ticket. They pretty much, their fans knew they could put their car on autopilot, so to speak, and find their way out to Des Moines. They're going there very often, had a ton of success, and like you said, they've come close. Last year was a close ball game with the Kennedy Cougars defeating them there. And one of the underlying storylines here, I guess, is when you look at Jordan Bohannon for the Linmar Lions. This is his last chance to get to Des Moines and play and maybe bring home some hardware like his older brothers did.
Yeah, and of course, Bohannon leading the way for the Linmar Lions in scoring, leads 4A and scoring at 25 points per game. Bo Klosterman, he has been red hot as Linmar has been as of late, 14.2, and then he got Jared Prinney heading to Western Michigan next year at 13.5 points per ball game. You got two teams that are really kind of mirror images of one another, except for two things. Number one, Cedar Falls is a taller team than Linmar. Linmar will shoot it a little bit more, a little bit better from the perimeter, and Linmar has the experience factor. They were here last year. They've got an all-senior starting lineup compared to Cedar Falls, who's got 300 classmen starting in their starting five.
Yeah, I'm glad you mentioned about the experience factor there, Scott. You never know how the youngsters are going to respond. You know, as you talk about some of the sophomores that are going to be playing for Cedar Falls out there and the underclassmen and juniors, et cetera, Linmar's been through it. They understand what it takes. They prepared for it. They know what it felt like last year after you went out there and came so close. Didn't have a great shooting night last year down here in the Cell Center. You don't know if that has anything to do with the shooting, with the background and that sort of thing. That's always something that's mentioned. So they want to come out here tonight from the get-go and put their best foot forward.
Cedar Falls, a very athletic team. They are led by Trayvon Fagan in the middle at almost 19 points per game, almost 9 rebounds. Terrific football wide receiver. He's a 6'7 senior. As good as he was at football, basketball is certainly his sport. He's shooting 54% from the field as well. But The guy that makes this team go is A.J. Green at the point. Still a sophomore, son of Kyle Green, the UNI assistant basketball coach, averaging 17 points per game. He has 56 made threes on the year compared to 85 for Jordan Bohannon, but he can stuff a stat sheet with the best of them.
Yeah, he can, and he's somebody that everybody's watching. They got their eyes on him, Scott. He's the straw that stirs the drink for Cedar Falls, so to speak. He's going to be a dandy.
Tigers coming in at 18-4, Linmar at 17-5. One of eight sub-states around the state of Iowa here tonight in Class 4A as the field for the state tournament will be set tonight. Four games coming up next Wednesday, all four of those games at the Wells Fargo Arena in downtown Des Moines. High school basketball presented by First Federal Credit Union again here tonight. Thanks to Dan Hillers, Tom Chalstrom, everybody at First Federal for helping us out. We do appreciate it. And you can check them online at firstfedcu.com. As the starting lineups are going to be introduced here by the public address, Rich Patterson. And, boy, I just love having these games down here. The crowd is really into it, and a lot of them have showed up.
Yeah, and it's just a different atmosphere, Scott, where you can get in here. And it's great to play in a sub-state game anywhere. And teams are going to take that whenever you get it to them. But here's a little bit something special. You've got the bigger court, the open area. It's a good treat. It's a good reward for these guys to have a good season.
Let's go ahead and set our starting lineups there. Brought to you by Skogman Carlson Insurance. And they are located at 3700 First Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids. For the visiting team on the scoreboard, the number two seed in this particular sub-state, the Linmar Lions, 17-5 on the year. Second place in the Valley Division of the Mississippi Valley Conference and rated number 9 in 4A. For Linmar, they will go with their usual starting five, the four guards and the one forward. At one guard, it'll be number two, Jared Prinney, the 6'5 senior, going to Western Michigan next year, averaging 13.5 points per game, 53 made threes on the year, that's second on the Lions, and shooting 40% from beyond the arc. Also, at a guard, number 33, Jordan Brandt, the 6-foot senior. Brandt at 8.4 points per ball game, and he's the X factor for this Linmar team. Also in a guard, number 3, Riley Murphy, 6 feet and a senior, averaging 7 points a game, 43% from beyond the arc. And at the point guard position, it'll be number 11, Jordan Bohannon, the 6'1 senior, headed to the University of Iowa to play for Fran McCaffrey next year, averaging right at 25 points per game, leads Linmar with 5.2 rebounds and 2.5 assists per game. And the forward will be Bo Klosterman, 6'4 and a senior, maybe the hottest player in the Metro in the conference as of late, 14.2 points per game. He's shooting 50% from the three-point land, 58% from the field, and pulling down 5 rebounds per contest. The head coach for the Linmar Lions is Chris Robertson, assisted by Jordan Prinney and by Scott Nelson. Now the starting lineup for the home team on the scoreboard, the Cedar Falls Tigers. They are third in the MVC Valley Division, 18-4 overall, and rated number 8 in the state in Class 4A. At a forward, it'll be number 24, Isaiah Johnson, a 6'2 junior, averaging 6.2 points per game, but shooting 64% from the field. At a forward, number 20, Trayshawn LeBeau, a 6'3 sophomore, 10.1 points per game for LeBeau. At center, it'll be number 0, Trayvon Fagan, the 6'7 senior, 18.8 points and 8.5 rebounds per game. And the guards at the point, number 4, A.J. Green, 6'1 sophomore, averaging just under 17 points per game, 43% from beyond the arc. Also, about 3 assists per game for the sophomore. And number 22, Taylen Alexander, a 6-foot senior. And Alexander, a terrific athlete, averaging 5.8 points per game. The head coach for the Cedar Falls Tigers is Ryan Schultz, assisted by Chris Divig and Paul Elser. Officials, as assigned, are Corey Merkel, John Conlon, and Key Kane. And before we get to our keys for the game, we will honor America with the playing of tonight's national anthem here from the U.S. Cellular Center here in downtown Cedar Rapids.
Oh,
What's so proudly hailed at the twilight.
Solo. Soloist with the national anthem and the keys to our sub-state final number one tonight.
Well, I think for the Linmar Lions, it's going to be defending on the interior against the Fagan and company for Cedar Falls. They got the size advantage. And that's nothing new for Linmar all year long. They've been challenged in the post, and they've responded by helping each other out and doing different things on the defensive end. I think that they got to shoot the ball well from three-point land. Linmar does, too. A little bit different background coming down here. They've had that experience from last year as well. Played in some bigger arenas, bigger courts this year. See how that translates into tonight. Cedar Falls, they got to get out and they got to defend Linmar's threes, because if they can put it up, and they can put it up in a hurry. And the Tigers don't want to get in a shootout here with the Lions from beyond three-point range.
Cedar Falls, a very athletic team. I think we're going to see an up-tempo game here in this one tonight. Both these teams, high 60s and the low 70s for points per game. Tip in the air, controlled by Cedar Falls, and we're underway from the U.S. Cellular Center here downtown. They'll go to the bucket to our right, and they'll attack the Linmar man-to-man. Fagan guarded by Klosterman. Holds it top of the key. They'll clear it out for him. Goes behind with back with a dribble and lost it to Prinny. Stolen away by Linmar.
Had good help defense that time. Prinny coming, sliding down in front, collecting the turnover.
And it's going to be Isaiah Johnson to pick up Bohannon. Man-to-man here for the CF Tigers. Murphy behind the screen as they work the near side. Prinny working the weave. Brandt on the hand back to Klosterman. He'll try it for three. Left it short this time. And the rebound to Cedar Falls. Comes down in the hands of LeBeau. Crossover dribble into the front court. Feed to Green. Green drives in. Lost it going up. Had it stripped. Loose in the far corner. And Cedar Falls will retrieve it. On the drive, jump stop, inside, layup short, put back though good by Trayshawn LeBeau, and it's 2-0 Tigers.
Well, he got by the defenders on Linmar on the perimeter, and then he was able to get his put back to get it to go.
That's what we're going to have to watch if you're Linmar. Can they rebound with a taller Cedar Falls team? Klosterman, kick outside. Prinny will try the right wing three, and he hits.
Good sign for the Lions right there. Inside out, goes to Klosterman. He finds Prinny for the spot up three.
Printy played here last year for Washington in a sub-state final and played well in that game that the Warriors fell to Iowa City West. Double up front on Green. Gets it out of there. LeBeau. He'll bring it back to the corner. Skip pass cross court. Gets it on the far side to Alexander. And now he'll reset the offense for Cedar Falls.
A little more patient Cedar Falls is down here.
Green, top of the key. They work the perimeter. On the drive, taking inside, turning and scoring off the window from the heart of the lane was Isaiah Johnson.
He's in that little left-handed runner down the lane.
4-3 lead for the Tigers. Linmar basketball. Murphy in front court, near side hash. Stutter dribble coming right, circles right free throw line, hands it back to Bohannon. Pull up jumper, way off the mark, no good. That might have been partially blocked, and here comes Green the other way. Green all the way through traffic. Can't get the coast-to-coast layup to go. Put back Fagan, no. Tipped up, no good. Rebound underneath Fagan. Blocked from behind again by Prinny. Got it back for a fourth time. Hanging, no, it won't go. Tipped up, still being tipped. And finally, Bohannon gets it.
I don't think I've ever seen anything like that transaction right there, Scott.
That ball hung on the rim for 3 seconds and would not fall.
And I know I missed some rebounds in there, Scott. There's no way I can keep track of that.
Prinny on the dribble drive, tried to turn the corner and got fouled. He got held, says Corey Burkle. They're going to get the foul on Taylen Alexander. That'll be his first personal and the first on the Tigers.
Baseline out of bounds underneath Bohannon. He's the inbounder. He's the trigger man for the Lions on these sets.
4-3, Linmar inbound. Murphy in the corner. He'll bring it up top. Picked up by Green. And Linmar will get into the offense. Prinny to Bohannon up top. A little shake and bake move. Drives into the lane. Jump stop. Hangs, puts it up. Got the roll.
And Johnson trying to defend on him that time. Starts him going to his left. Crosses over to his right with a finish in the rim.
Linmar back up. Green takes it inside. Got tripped accidentally. And a foul going to be called. And the scoreboard already wrong. As Bohannon commits his first foul. As it's a 5-4 lead right now for Linmar. Inbound. Right side, Green dumps it inside to Fagan, posting up and gets the easy two on the turnaround.
Now they find him underneath, wide open. Well, not necessarily wide open, but he had good position. Had him pinned on the high side.
It's 6-5 game in favor of Cedar Falls. Lions basketball. Brandt will be picked up out front by LeBeau. Closeman up top, almost traveled with it, now leaves it for Bohannon. Comes off the high ball screen with a stutter dribble. Pull-up jumper, swish right through from about 17.
Off the dribble that time. Lindmar being a little bit more patient offensively than what we've seen at times this year.
7-6 lead right now for the Lions. Green, he'll step back, fire the wing, line drive three. It's no good. And here comes Lindmar the other way. Lions with the ball. Nice crossover dribble. Bohannon in the lane. Hook pass to the corner. Murphy up top. Brandt. Back it comes to Bohannon. Good defense to close out by Cedar Falls.
Lindmar doing a good job moving the basketball.
Bohannon pull up three. Can't get the roll. And the rebound to Trayvon Fagan. Lindmar up 7-6. Green driving left baseline. Cut off there by Klosterman. Nice feed underneath. One-hand push shot won't go. Green his own rebound. Back up off the glass. No. And the rebound to Bohannon.
Oh, getting a lot of offensive rebound opportunities. Cedar Falls is just not able to connect.
7-6 lead for Lindmar. Printing behind the screen up top. Gets Klosterman. Klosterman double top of the key. Brandt circles right, takes a baseline, turns the corner, in all the way. Kick to the corner, near side, Klosterman three, left it short. And the rebound to Prinny, but he couldn't save it in.
Cedar Falls is going to get a few players in, fresh bodies on the floor.
They'll be a little deeper than Lindmar will.
Lindmar, nobody in yet. A lot of times you like to get whoever's in, going to play for you in the ball game. Try to get them in a little bit early, get them in and out really quick.
Ben Gurnas, 6'3 sophomore. Denison Harrington, a 5'9 senior in for CF. And also Michael Bauer, he's a 6-foot senior. Dump pass inside Fagan for the easy two. And right now Cedar Falls taking advantage of the height in the paint.
Yeah, and just a little flex cut along the baseline, freeing up Fagan.
Cedar Falls back up by one at 8-7. Lindmar basketball. Murphy behind the screen as they work the triangle near side. Off the ball screen, Prinny takes it above the free throw line. Back to Klosterman. Fakes on the drive, and he got fouled by Fagan on the reach.
Nice job using the shot, getting Fagan to close out on him. Quick first step going to his left.
2:20 to play first quarter. And Lindmar will bring in their first sub, and that'll be Reese Phillips, the junior coming off the bench at 6'2".
They'll give Brand a blow.
Bohannon up top. Nice crossover dribble. Drives in on Harrington. Scoop play. Good kind of foul.
Acrobatic play by Bohannon. I think he might have got a contact lock knocked out there as well. Right now he's trying to fiddle around with that.
Found it.
And
he'll go to the line for the three-point play.
We'll give him a little bit of time to get that in, but that was an acrobatic play there, Scott, for him to get that up on the rim and get it to roll.
So it's 9-8 in favor of Lindmar.
I don't know if he's got it in there.
I tell you, the scoreboard must be on a computer because it is way behind, and that's going to be a problem tonight. Free throw no good, and Bohannon misses from the stripe. He's 93%. Only his ninth miss of the year. Cedar Falls basketball. Gurdas hand back. Here's Green for three, and he got it. NBA or top of the circle.
And they go underneath the hand back, Scott. Instead of trying to fight over the top, Lindmar defender goes underneath. Green made him pay.
11-9. Bohannon over to Prinny. Pull-up jumper. Right free throw line. Rimming up. The rebound to Fagan.
He is being active on the glass.
Tigers with a big winning streak. Fagan drives in, lost it going in, and Phillips with a nice save off of Fagan. It'll be Lindmar basketball.
It was. He was falling out of bounds with the ball in his hands, and he had the heads up to throw it off Fagan to create that turnover.
Lions bring it up. Down right now, I believe, 11-9 is the score. as Cedar Falls will get ready to bring in three more. Phillips coming off the screen, right free throw line extended. Bounces it back right point to Bohannon. Drives on Harrington, takes him into the lane. Off balance floater, no. Tip, rebound Harrington.
Oh, they bodied Bohannon as he went down the lane there. Just enough contact to get him off.
Fagan, a corner three, curls in and out of Bohannon with the rebound. And Fagan doesn't take a lot of threes, but he can hit that shot.
Linmar will have to respect him out there. They have to know where he is.
Under a minute to play here in the first quarter. 11-9 in favor of Cedar Falls. Murphy couldn't get the three off behind the screen by Klosterman. Gets it to Bow, top of the circle. To Phillips in the corner. His three is way short. And a rebound to Cedar Falls. Gurdus comes away with it. The talented sophomore ahead to another talented sophomore. Green on the stutter dribble. His pass inside to Fagan. Tipped, stolen by Bohannon. In transition, three on two. Bohannon all the way down, and a hand check going in.
I tell you, Bohannon is drawing the contact as he puts the ball on the floor. He's going to put some pressure on those Cedar Fall defenders to guard without fouling. A lot of kids in for Cedar Falls right now.
And that's a second foul on Trayvon Fagan. Or was it 30? Nope, they got it on Bauer, so it's 30. His first. 11-9, 25 seconds to play. Bohannon turns, puts up the three, and got it off the nice screen by Klosterman.
Doesn't need much room. Just a sliver of space out there to get it off.
Lions by one, 12-11. Cedar Falls will go for the last shot, 12 seconds to play. Isaiah Johnson back into the game, leaves it for Green. Turns, couple jab steps. Now penetrates, steps back, off the push-off, can't get it to go. Rebound, Cedar Falls, back up, no, but foul called with .3 to go, and that'll send Trayshawn LeBeau to the free throw line.
And LeBeau just went in there with reckless abandon to get that offensive board.
Klosterman's first foul, and two free throws coming up for Trayshawn LeBeau. Cedar Falls in the year, a 72% free throw shooting team, and Linmar, 80%. And LeBeau gets the first. One more upcoming, puts it up, left it short, and that's it for the first quarter. After one, in a good one here in a 4A sub-state, it is Linmar leading 12-11. Back with the second quarter in a minute. You're listening to Boys High School Basketball, presented by First Federal Credit Union, right here on KGYM.
First Federal Credit Union is proud to present Corridor High School Athletics. Since 1926, First Federal Credit Union has served the community with the knowledge and solutions that meet the changing needs of our members at every stage of their lives. Whatever your personal or financial goals, First Federal Credit Union can make your dreams a reality. Learn more about First Federal Credit Union at firstfedcu.com. First Federal Credit Union, it's possible. Member NCUA.
How you doing, everybody? Bob Brooks here with Julie Connect Tao, talking football, talking wins, talking about Comfort Care.
Yes, Bob, winning and Comfort Care go together. With the quality in-home services Comfort Care offers, your loved one wins.
And you win by getting quality time back with your loved one.
A win-win, yes, indeed. Call Comfort Care, 294-3527. That's 294-3527 for Comfort Care.
Go with a winner. Go with Comfort Care.
Back with you here at the U.S. Cellular Center. Scott Unash alongside Phil Dunn. As we start quarter number two, Linmar basketball. Brandt to Prenny. As they work the perimeter. Prenny, pull-up jumper, too strong. Back iron, and Tyler Bovis knocked it out of bounds. He's just in to start the second quarter for the Lions. There's a little delay on the scoreboard on putting the actual scores up. And that's going to confuse us throughout the evening.
The lower scoreboard has a 12-12 right now.
Because I have no idea. I think it's a 12-12 game. Jeff Johnson agrees with me. So it is 12-12. We'll get this all taken care of here. And it stays 12-12, and we got a pushing foul off the miss underneath, and they're going to get it on Reese Phillips.
Oh, I think Linmar wanted a foul on Bohannon as he went up into his shot that time.
So the lineups A.J. Green, Trayvon Fagan in there, along with Isaiah Johnson for Cedar Falls. Taylen Alexander and Trayshawn LeBeau. Green fakes near side, cross-court pass against the zone, and a travel called on the move by LeBeau. Turnover number four on Sia.
Shot fake, little stutter step in the process as he was trying to go to his right.
Tigers with their starting five. Lindmar with two subs in there right now. Brandt in there as a starter along with Bohannon and Prinny. Phillips and Vovis in right now for Chris Robertson in his 12-12 game. Phillips on the far side picked up by Fagan. Pass in the high post. Brandt fakes, drives, kicks it back out now to Tyler Vovis. It's Lindmar being patient. Bohannon on the drive and a reach foul going to be called on the Tigers.
That right there, Scott, will be important for Lindmar. If they can get calls like that to go, that little contact, that push on dribble penetration, it's going to put a lot of pressure on Cedar Falls to defend.
12-12 game. Inbound to Bohannon, off the clear out. He'll take it one-on-one. Had it blocked by Fagan, but he got him with the body. And Bohannon went down in a heap and slow to get up.
He's crunched over a little bit over there.
And that will be the second on Fagan.
Holding that arm, getting up. It's a shooting arm as well.
And Bohannon will go to the line for two. So it'll be Bohannon, who's only missed eight going into tonight. 112 for 120 on the free throw line and gets the first one. As Jacob Leisinger comes into the Cedar Falls lineup for the first time.
And Cedar Falls does go, they have a deeper bench, as we talked about in the pregame, than Lindmar. They went nine deep so far.
6'4 seniors, Leisinger, Bohannon nets a pair. And Bohannon already with 11 of Lindmar's 14. The only other player to score has been Jared Prinney.
Okay. Coach Robertson's got Klosterman and Murphy ready to come in after they got a little bit of a break.
Ball tipped into the backcourt, going to be over and back as Green lost the handle. Good help defense there by Jordan Brandt.
They jumped the ball screen up top that time and made it difficult for Green to handle the basketball.
That's the things that Jordan Brandt does.
He's always involved in some of those out there where he's either going to be on the floor, he's going to be popping it loose, getting a stray ball, something.
Bohannon hook pass, Prinny. Down low, Klosterman posting up on the near side block. Back up top, Brandt on the ball fake. Spins into the paint. Kick out, Klosterman. Left wing three, no. And the rebound to LeBeau. Quickly up the far boards. Here come the Tigers with Johnson. In the front court. Stutter dribble on the drive, in all the way, high off the glass, rimming in and out, no good. Leisinger the rebound, his turnaround hit the side of the glass, and here comes Lindmar the other way. Bohannon, stop and go dribble, takes it in the lane, hangs, puts up the double pumper, left it short. Klosterman trying for the save, couldn't do it. Here comes Green, push pass ahead, underneath, finger roll good by Trayshawn LeBeau.
Leads a little run out that time. That was excellent transition basketball by Cedar Falls.
And we're tied at 14. Early moments, second quarter, 5:23 to play. Posterman up top on the drive, all the way down the lane, and got the roll.
Play through that contact at the end there, Scott. They're letting it go.
Yeah, Leisinger got him pretty good with the body. Green going one-on-one. Spins in front court, top of the key. Kicks it near side corner. LeBeau studies it, puts up the three, and got it.
Over the top of Brandt there. Brandt was there. He just went over the top of him.
Only his seventh try of the year from three-point land. He's now 3 out of 7.
I think that's part of the Lindmar scouting report. He's let him have that.
17-16. Lions down by one. Bohannon in front court. Spins the bounce pass down low to Prinny. Puts up the follow-away 12-footer. Short front iron. And the rebound to Cedar Falls. And they are really getting Lindmar on the boards. Green pull up tray, and he got it left of the key.
That was a deep one. You know, good defense right there over the top of Bohannon.
20-16. Lions down by four. Biggest Cedar Falls lead. Bohannon on the dribble drive. Kick out to the corner. Pretty three-pointer short on the line driver. And Leisinger the rebound.
Cedar Falls is getting what they want on the glass on both ends of the floor.
They lead it by four. Green up top. He'll turn, fire the three, missed it. And Brandt will let it go out of bounds. Green's got kind of a line drive shot.
It does. It kind of surprises you when he gets it up. Gets it off fairly quick, though, and he's going over the top of defenders.
Gertis back in for Cedar Falls as he will replace Gleisinger in the CF lineup. Linmar basketball. Down by four, 20-16. Prinny, no-look pass to Murphy. Bounces it down low on the block. Klosterman posting up. Goes up in the reverse and got it.
Well, they like it in the interior. They like that matchup. LeBeau trying to guard Klosterman. Klosterman's got a few inches in that matchup.
20-18. Lions back within two. Tiger basketball up top between the rings. Gertis on the hand back to Green. Goes behind the back with it. Stop and go move. In all the way and finishes with a right hand.
All the way down the lane to his right that time, up and off the backboard.
Eight for the sophomore. Boy, he's smooth, isn't he?
Yeah, he is. He doesn't make too many mistakes out there.
Grant thought about the three. Now to Klosterman. Fakes on the triple. Goes near side to Murphy. And now Linmar will reset the offense. Prinny off the dribble. Almost lost it. Picked it back up to the corner to Murphy. He'll turn. Put up the three. That's no good. Short. Rebound to A.J. Green. Lead pass up ahead, spinning down low, faking, putting up the follow-away hook. That time was Alexander. It's no good. And Linmar with the rebound, and Linmar with the timeout. Going to be a 30-second timeout. We'll keep it right here for this one. Game two of our doubleheader. Brent Balvinot, Kenyon Murray will have City High and West High coming up at the conclusion of our game.
I think Chris Robertson over there is going to be talking about offensively trying to get that ball moving a little bit more. Right now, there's a lot of pounding the ball to move it. When Linmar's at the best, that ball moves through the air, and it's boom, boom, boom. They've got good spacing. The kids understand where each other are, and they're not afraid to pull the trigger. All five guys on the floor are willing to put the shot up.
22-18 lead for Cedar Falls. Cedar Falls has owned the paint. They've owned the board so far. And Linmar trying to stay in it with three-point shooting and with Jordan Bohannon.
We'll see if they get a set coming out of this break. Cedar Falls has been half-court man-to-man the entire ball game.
Give you scores coming up at halftime. We'll have a look as well at all the stats. And Bohannon trying to hook pass to the corner, and Klosterman cut to the basket, and the Lions throw it away for the first time.
That was what they wanted, the ball screen up top. Klosterman was cutting. Bohannon thought he was going to pop for three. Just miscommunication.
Cedar Falls with the lead of four in the basketball. Green doubled up top, gets out of it, rises for the jumper, short from 15. Rebound tipped around, picked up by Bohannon. In the open floor, Jordan, pull up, deep three, no good, off the back iron. Rebound, Gertis had it knocked away from behind by Brandt, loose on the floor. Murphy comes up with it, and we got a jump ball. We got a scrum.
There are bodies everywhere. Brandt again in the middle of that, getting the ball, the loose ball. I don't know how there wasn't a call there. So.
Tell you, both coaches are up wondering because Cedar Falls bench wondering where the foul was on Brandt, and then Chris Robertson wondering where the foul was on the dive onto the pile. You play on.
A little bit of contact, and you go.
There was a lot of contact. 22-18 off the clear out. Going one-on-one, driving in, hanging and scoring. Nice one-on-one move by Isaiah Johnson.
Now he got that time. He got Jared Prinney up in the air to leave his feet.
24-18. Brandt leaves it for Prinney. Tries to turn the corner, and he was fouled by Harrington.
Tell you, they're going to have to get something.
There's some extracurriculars going on.
A little bit there.
Harrington's second foul. That's the seventh team foul against Cedar Falls.
A little bit of push at the end of that play with Prinny. Officials talking to both of them.
As Cedar Falls will bring back in Taylen Alexander, and Harrington will come out. 1-1 coming up for Jared Prinny. It was before the shot was attempted. Jared with three so far on the night. Puts the free throw up and in and out, no good. Prinny a 79% shooter, so Linmar's missed a couple of free throws. One, a one-and-one opportunity, and Gertis traveled up top in an unforced error.
Dexter step there. Chris Robertson trying to get an explanation on that last play at the other end. I think part of what it was Prinny played on after the whistle, and you know, some contact at the end of it, and they said, just get through it.
24-18, Linmar trying to get back to state for the first time in 4 years. And make their 11th trip to the state tournament. Murphy a drive and a kick. Brandt got his man in the air. Goes right of the lane. Bounce down low. Nice catch by Murphy. Reverse layup good with the right hand.
And Brandt can just take him what the defense gives him that time. They're playing Murphy for the three. He makes a nice little back cut along the baseline and finds himself wide open.
24-20 lead in Cedar Falls with a minute 7 to play. Going to run a little clock here. Now they'll clear it off for Alexander. Right of the lane, spin move, double, and a foul called on Klosterman. That's going to be the second on Klosterman, but only the fourth on Linmar.
They're going to say it was on the ground, so it's going to be out of bounds on the baseline, not now active shooting.
Cedar Falls, last few trips that they've tried to clear outsides and let some of their athletes go one-on-one.
Yeah.
Alexander to inbound. Before that, it'll be Reese Phillips to come in, and I think he's going to get Klosterman.
They're trying to decide who that foul was on for sure.
So we are ready.
Aaron, we know, and Cedar Falls running the inbounds.
Inbound, they go back door, layup good. It'll count a foul as they got the back door there to LeBeau and a chance at the three-point play.
LeBeau, as Alexander, I think, was the inbounder that found him with that nice cut.
LeBeau is already right at his average of 10 points a night, giving Cedar Falls a 7-point lead as he gets the roll in the free throw. And it's 27-20, and here comes a little Tiger pressure with under a minute to play.
1-2-2. Johnson at the point.
Bohannon has been quiet here in the second quarter. Murphy on the hand back. There goes Jordan. Stutter dribble going one-on-one. Goes crossover. Stop and go move. Takes it in. Floater. Missed it. And the rebound out of there to LeBeau. Late pass in front of us.
They got to the rim. Just couldn't find it.
Here's Green. Trying to finish with the right hand. No good. Rebound Linmar. See if the Lions go for one. Here comes Brandt up court. He'll back his way in. Spins. Lost the handle of it. Picks it up. Goes back door. Pump fake. Phillips. Off the glass. No good. And here goes Cedar Falls with 18 seconds to play the other way. 27-20. And a big trip down. 8 seconds to play. Here's Green. Face guarded by Bohannon. Goes around him into the lane. Got his shot swatted. And they're going to get a foul on Phillips, who got him with the body.
Phillips came up in. As they said, yeah, he got the ball initially. Came down with the body at the end.
That's two on Reese Phillips. And it'll be free throws coming up. Two for A.J. Green, who's got 8 points tonight. And as you can imagine, he's also a terrific free throw shooter. A coach's son, 88%.
Now, if you're Linmar now with 8-point deficit here, 3.5 seconds, had one or two bounce, get it into Bohannon and let him get up and get a shot.
Free throw number two crawls in. 29-20, Cedar Falls. Bohannon from half court had it knocked away from behind, and no foul called, and that's it for the first half of play. It is a frustrated bunch of Linmar Lions here at halftime. They are not happy with the officiating. Chris Robertson is meeting the officials here at the center line, and Jordan Bohannon showed about as much of emotion there as we've ever seen in 4 years.
Yeah, he's a little that fist pump at the end there, and there's been a lot of contact. There's been some plays out there. It's been a physical ball game, that's for sure.
Halftime, it is Cedar Falls on top of Linmar, 29-20. And we'll come back, talk halftime with you from the U.S. Cellular Center after this one-minute timeout. You're listening to Boys Substate Basketball on 107.5 and 106.3 FM. UIM, Cedar Rapids, Iowa City.
I can tell you as a vet that I was going out to go build a deck when I got back from Afghanistan. And I went down to one of the big box stores that had always had a military discount and got all my stuff and came up with 2.5 carts full of stuff to start building a deck. and pulled out my military ID, and the person at the front counter said, "Well, we don't do military discounts anymore." And I said, "Well, you've got a lot of stuff to put away." I'm Brad Stork with Bachmeyer Carpet One Floor and Home. Our military discount, that's forever. We owe it to all of our vets and those who serve us every day. It's 15% off all materials. For veterans, current military members, police, firefighters, first responders, it's what we have to provide. This is who we are. This is what we represent. Bachmeyer Carpet One, 3402 Merchant Street in Coralville, across from Tyson's.
We welcome you back to the U.S. Cellular Center, downtown Cedar Rapids, here at halftime, as the Linmar Lions trail the Cedar Falls Tigers 29-20. And tell you what, give Cedar Falls all the credit in the world here in the first half, Phil. They're taking it to Linmar inside, and right now they're the better team.
Well, they're the more aggressive, they're the more physical right now. As you said, Scott, getting into the lane area, then getting down there offensively, they've gotten the shots in the lane. They've really been pounding the offensive glass. Linmar hasn't had really of an answer. And conversely, you go to the other end, Linmar doesn't have a single offensive rebound yet in this ball game. It's been all Cedar Falls when it comes to the lane area.
And we got some eye-popping stats to give us here in just a little bit. Let's go over the scoring first for Cedar Falls. So far, two in double figures. Trayshawn LeBeau leading the way. He averages 10 a game. He's already at 11. And he leads Cedar Falls in the scoring derby. A.J. Green, the 6'1 sophomore, with 10. Three field goals, two of those from three. And then four apiece from Isaiah Johnson and Trayvon Fagan. For Linmar, Jordan Bohannon leading the way with 11. Nine of those came in the first quarter. Bo Klosterman with four. Jared Prinney with a three-pointer to start the scoring with three. And then two for Riley Murphy. Turnovers, Cedar Falls with six. Linmar with only one. And we have not had a point off the bench in this game so far here this evening. Linmar with 2 3-pointers in the first half. And Cedar Falls with 3 3-pointers in the first half of play. Tigers 80% from the free throw line. They were 4 out of 5, and Linmar only 2 out of 4 from the free throw line in the first half. And we'll find out shooting coming up in a little bit, but I'll let you go over the rebounding, which is pretty eye-popping.
Yeah, it is, Scott. Right now it's 27-10 Cedar Falls. Cedar Falls has 27 rebounds in 16 minutes of play, which is just an outstanding statistic when you think about it there. And it starts with LeBeau. Trayshawn LeBeau with 6 rebounds, 5 for Trayvon Fagan, and 5 for A.J. Green as well. 2 apiece for Isaiah Johnson as well as Jacob Weisinger. Ben Gertis off the bench with 3 rebounds, 1 for Dennis Harrington. 3 dead ball or team rebounds for the Tigers. 9 offensive, 18 defensive, a total of 27 for Cedar Falls. For Linmar, it's Mr. Bohannon. He's got 5 rebounds. He's got half of them right now. Jared Prinney with 3. Jordan Brandt with 1. 1 dead ball team rebound for Linmar. 0 offensive rebounds. 0 second chance opportunities for Linmar. 10 defensive, total of 10. That's, plus 17. When you're negative 17, if you're Linmar in this category, that makes life very, very difficult. They're probably lucky they're only down by 9 right now.
Yeah, and Cedar Falls went on a big run there to close things out in the first half as the Tigers outscored Linmar 17-8 in that second quarter of play. And Cedar Falls led 20-16 and closed out a 9-4 second quarter in this one. As much as Linmar did not agree with a lot of the officiating in the first half, officiating had nothing to do with what went on inside and rebounding.
Well, it was the athleticism size of Cedar Falls and then just being more aggressive, trying to get to it, and quickness to the basketball, not standing flat-footed there. And, they're allowing that physical play to go on out there, which is going to be an advantage in some regards to Cedar Falls because they're the bigger, stronger basketball team, got a lot of their positions out there. But no, it's not a 17-rebound difference. And I'm sure that's one of the things Coach Robertson's talking about right now is, hey, we got to do a better job of creating second chances for ourselves and then keep them off the glass. You got to put a body on somebody and go get it.
Yeah, and that's probably what's being discussed right now, as a matter of fact, at halftime going on in the Linmar locker room. If you're Cedar Falls, you got to be ecstatic with the way the first half has gone. You haven't gotten a lot from Trayvon Fagan so far, and you're still up 9.
Oh, and that's right. They got great production off the bench, great minutes off the bench. And we knew going into this one that Cedar Falls would play more kids off the bench than what Linmar would. And, you know, I don't know if that plays anything into it either. Scott, when you think about the legs and that sort of stuff, the fact of the matter that they've got some fresh legs coming in and out of the ball game, and Linmar, you know, going on a bigger court like this in an emotional setting, sometimes your energy gets drained pretty quick out there.
Something the girls' state tournament scores. We know center point Urbana's opponent. It'll be Nevada, the defending state champions, beat Sioux Center 59-44. And right now, in the first 4A quarterfinal, a surprise right now is Mason City with a lead over Western Dubuque, 17-10. Earlier on today, center point Urbana with a victory, in case you missed that broadcast earlier on today. CPU held on to beat Mid Prairie, and they will take on Nevada on Thursday night. That will be a game here on KGYM radio for you. Also earlier on today, Iowa City Regina, a winner, and Mount Vernon did not win. Earlier on today, they ran into a buzzsaw in Pocahontas. And the boys' sub-state games are getting underway right about now around the state of Iowa. The other six that beside our second game here between the Iowa City schools at the U.S. Cellular Center. So some of the other games tonight around the state of Iowa. You got Council Bluffs' Abe Lincoln taking on Sioux City East. Also coming up tonight in boys basketball, Des Moines Hoover takes on Ames. Hempstead and Senior in the Battle of Dubuque. They moved that to Maquoketa tonight. From Davenport, Pleasant Valley will meet Muscatine. West Des Moines Dowling takes on Ankeny tonight. And West Des Moines Valley takes on Ankeny Centennial coming up tonight. Those are the other games besides Iowa City West and Iowa City High. So some good sub-state matchups tonight.
Yeah, there are, and everybody's looking to punch their ticket to go to Des Moines to get that, take that next step. All right, here we're a little bit further in this one here tonight because of the doubleheader than a little bit earlier start in this first ball game than some of the other games. So I imagine we talked some of the things we talked about, Scott. Linmar's going to have to do a better job rebounding, get some better shots, get some good looks, and it's easier said than done, but play through that stuff out there and try not to get caught up in it, and don't let that affect the rest of your ball game.
Second half, play-by-play coming up after this one-minute break here on KGYM.
Dapper gentlemen in black overcoats. Stylish ladies in wool coats with shiny buttons. Off to work, off to market, and always glancing at their wristwatch to stay on schedule. When Hertine and Stocker Jewelers was fresh on the scene in the 40s, a watch was a functional piece for telling time, but the concept of time is design was just taking off. Heritage brands like Movado, Citizen, and Tissot started creating bold artistic timepieces for men and women, the perfect marriage of beauty and technology. You'll find these brands along with others like Tavan, Daniel Wellington, and American-made Bel Air at Hertine and Stocker Jewelers today. With so many different design choices, you'll find something that suits you or someone special waiting for you at Hertine and Stocker. Stop by and see what's ticking in those famous windows at Hertine and Stocker Jewelers at the corner of Dubuque and Washington in downtown Iowa City. Then step inside and see Willa, Terry, Tim, or Kate. One of them is always there.
Back with you to start the third quarter in the second half from the U.S. Cellular Center. Linmar trailing Cedar Falls 29-20. Bo Klosterman in the inbound right in front of us, and we're underway. And how big is this first 3 minutes of the second half for Linmar?
You want to get it going good, especially these first few possessions.
They go back door. Pump fake. Pruny had a shot rejected out of bounds by Lavoe. Got his first man in the air, but the help side defense knocked it away.
And they were there. That responded well, Cedar Falls.
Linmar with their starting five. Pruny, Brandt, Klosterman, Bohannon, and Murphy. They go back door to Brandt. Pump fake. Up, left it short. Got his own rebound back up and in. He got LeBeau off of his feet and did get the second effort to go.
Well, they did execute on their on both their sets early, and they finally got it to pay off.
First offensive rebound, too, of the second half. Lindmar picking him up in the man-to-man. On the drive, pull-up runner off the back iron, no good. Put back, no good. Still tipped around, loose underneath, and finally Klosterman away with it for the Lions. Two on three. He'll drive baseline. Cut off by LeBeau. Up top, Brandt. Left of the key, three. Way off, right. And the rebound chased down by Alexander. Johnson, LeBeau, Alexander. In there for Cedar Falls. Inside, turnaround off the glass. Good, right of the lane. Tough shot by LeBeau.
Tough matchup for Lindmar right now. He's just able to use his athleticism to go over top of whatever defender they put on him.
31-22. Murphy between the circles to Printy against the Cedar Falls man-to-man. Murphy looking inside. They dump it down low to Printy. Double pumper, no, but he drew the foul. A hold underneath on Taylen Alexander.
We saw that a little bit early from Lindmar, and then they went away from it, trying to use that matchup with Printy, 6'5", 6'6", in the lane area in the post-up.
And to the line will be Jared Printy for two. And the senior puts it up, no good.
A little bit long, he's got to just regroup here on this second one. Good form, knock her down.
Second free throw is perfect. Four now for Printy. 31-23, 8-point deficit. Cedar Falls with the ball as Alexander brings it across the timeline. Fagan also starting along with A.J. Green for the Tigers. Green to Johnson. Printy pops out on him in the man-to-man. Fagan in the high post as they work the weave up top. Green will back it up and try to lob it inside, and Bohannon intercepted it in midair.
And up two hands, snatched it away.
And then Bohannon had it knocked away by Johnson. Lead pass all the way down. LeBeau, and he throws it down with the right hand.
That steal leads to the run out the other way.
Boy, did LeBeau get up in the air. Only a sophomore at 6'3". Backdoor pass, kick to the corner. Klosterman on the fake. On the drive, right back it comes to Brandt. Leader up, good. It'll count a foul.
An extra pass that time by Lindmar. Klosterman could have taken it in there, but he gets the easy assist to Brandt for a three-point play now.
Got LeBeau in the air. LeBeau gets the foul. And Brandt with four early points in the second half. And misses the free throw.
And you're trying to come back in these ball games. You got to take advantage at the line.
33-25. Again, the 8-point deficit. Fagan going one-on-one and scores right down the lane.
Yeah, we're by two Lindmar defenders that time.
That's not going to make Chris Robertson happy. Here's Klosterman on the other end. Quick pull for three, and he hits from the near side corner.
He wasn't taking that shot early, Scott, in the ball game. He was passing up on it, and he's very capable. They need him to knock that down.
37-28. Green driving right of the lane. Got bumped by Bohan and fell down. They had to get the foul on Jordan. His second first team foul.
Well, going to be a baseline out of bounds. Lindmar stays in their man-to-man set.
Tigers will lob it out front to Isaiah Johnson. Cedar Falls up 37. 2-28, make it 35. I think it's 35-28 right now. Yep, they're going to get it back. Here's Green, a deep three, and he buries it over Bohannon.
Well, that one, and he was well defended, Scott. That was a smooth-looking jump shot.
Now it's 38-28. Bohannon weaves his way through traffic, backs up. He'll try it for three right wing. No good strong, got his own rebound. Takes it inside, blocked by Fagan. Offensive foul, and Bohannon has picked up two quick ones.
I said the charge underneath that time.
Three fouls now on Jordan Bohannon.
Two of them here really quick. The last time on the defensive end with a little bump, and this time they said with the charge.
Now Gurdus will come in to the Tiger lineup for LeBeau. And Cedar Falls will bring it up. 38-28, 10-point lead, 4:53 to play here in the third quarter. Spinning his way into front court, Alexander. Fagan left of the circle, gets it over to Gurdus. Another sophomore is in there. Green with the Bohannon on him. And they have to be careful, and they're trying to get Green the basketball. Starter dribble, drops it inside on the pick and roll, and an easy two for Fagan.
Yeah, and they just slipped that screen that time for Fagan to go to the basket, and they threw it over the top.
40-28 Tigers. Brandt spinning left of the lane, takes it inside, dish to Murphy, and back outside, three, way short. Gertis with a rebound. Trapped in the corner, trying to get out of it. Brandt with a steal underneath the Klosterman, layup, no, but he drew the foul. Well, they're calling it a lot tighter in the second half.
How about Brandt again in there, just kind of hanging around the ball, being the junkyard dog, getting that loose one and creating a scoring opportunity.
And Klosterman on the line for two free throws. Klosterman with 7 points tonight. The senior puts it up and right through. High school basketball presented by First Federal Credit Union again tonight. As Alexander comes out, Dennison Harrington back in for the Tigers. Lindmar won the first meeting, 69-61, as the second free throw short.
Going one for two up there, Scott.
40-29, no look bounce. Fagan turns in the high post. Klosterman gives him room. Fagan to Harrington, goes back door pass, tip it right to Fagan for the reverse layup.
And right over the outstretched hand of Klosterman that time.
Right now, Cedar Falls is just owning the paint. Brandt to the dribble drive, takes it in, double pumper, and got bailed out on the foul.
Brandt's going to go to the line.
Going to get it on Gertis, his first 13th foul. And Jordan Brandt to the line for the Lions.
Cedar Falls going to that bench again.
Lindmar, for the most part, has just not been able to hit from the outside tonight, and that was one of your keys.
Being able to shoot it, knock it down in this arena. The other thing is dealing with the interior game of Cedar Falls. Cedar Falls is getting the ball in the lane. That length and size is really posing a problem for Lindmar trying to defend.
Brandt got a both. He'll take a seat. Reese Phillips in for Lindmar. A little man pressure. It's going to be Murphy now on Green, so Bohannon has shifted over to Harrington now. Near side is also into the game is Mitchell Bauer off the Cedar Falls bench. Fagan way outside. They'll clear it out for him. Goes one-on-one. Finger roll. Good.
He's just going wherever he wants to right now, Scott.
12 for Fagan. Lead 11. Bohannon behind the back dribble. Drive and a kick. Here's Klosterman for 3-0. And the deep kicker comes out to Prinny. Lindmar with another shot at it here. Down by 13 on the drive. Prinny takes it all the way. Shot rejected out of there. Good help defense by LeBeau. Boy, can he get up. Green, pull up three. No good short. Goes out of bounds. And it will be Lindmar basketball.
I'll tell you right now, Scott. Cedar Falls, with Fagan, LeBeau, and Green. Kind of that three-headed monster out there. Those are three pretty good basketball players right now playing at a pretty high level in this
Two of them are sophomores. Inside, Klosterman gets loose and gets the easy two.
Little curl that time, little set out of that dead ball.
10 for Klosterman, 44-33, 2:40 to play third quarter. Cedar Falls with the lead in the basketball. Green, a bounce center circle to Harrington. Takes it left, leaves it for Fagan again off the clear out, drives in, got doubled this time and lost it. Lindmar with an adjustment. Here comes Klosterman in the front court. On the power dribble, Harrington all over him and finally gets it out of there. Here's Prinny on the drive, and he's going to be bumped and fouled by Green as he tried to turn the corner down the lane.
On the ground, they said it's going to be an out-of-bounds play.
Second on A.J. Green, team foul number four.
Will you ever wonder if Lindmar could get this thing a little bit closer if they would consider going to a zone against Cedar Falls?
Can't when you're down 11, though. Prinny jumps out, gets to Murphy, left wing. Outside the golden arc. Here's Prinny going crossover, driving right free throw line. Lions working the perimeter. Bohannon pop up three, and he got it right out of the circle.
Need a few of them, a few of Lindmar, getting Bohannon going.
44-36. And the lead down to eight. We're going to get a Tiger timeout. 30-second timeout. We'll take one as well with a minute 57 to play here in the third. It's Cedar Falls 44, Lindmar 36. Back in 30 seconds on KGYM.
Are you looking for a fun, fulfilling work atmosphere with opportunities to grow? IMON Communications is currently seeking qualified candidates like you. IMON offers competitive pay and benefits, as well as opportunities for professional development. IMON employees share a passion for creating connections, one person at a time. By joining IMON, you'll have the opportunity to make a positive impact with your fellow coworkers and in your community. If you're ready to make a change and join a gratifying work environment, visit imon.net/careers today to view their open positions.
Back with you here at the U.S. Cellular Center in Cedar Rapids. Game one of two tonight. Our second game is going to be on all three of our frequencies, 1600 AM, 107.5, and 106.3. And that will be Iowa City West and Iowa City High. Lindmar down only eight. They got into single digits now, Phil.
Well, you got to dig in and try to get a stop right now for the Lions.
Fagan pull up jumper, drains it from 17. They stopped the penetration, and he just took the jumper.
He's just having a phenomenal third quarter right now.
14 for the game, 10 in the quarter. And the lead back to 10, 46-36. Bohannon off the clear out, turns, puts up the three, curled it in right wing.
The defender right there for Cedar Falls. Harrington just shakes his head because he was right there. Bohannon went over him.
17 now for Jordan Bohannon. It's down to a seven-point cushion. Back into the game, LeBeau and Johnson for Cedar Falls. Motion offense up top. Green pops a three and got it. He got loose for Murphy.
And assist timing that pretty well. Cedar Falls on their offense.
See Kyle Green over there on the far side and just loving every minute of it as Bohannon scores for Lindmar on the other end. Bohannon keeping the Lions in it with 19. 49-39 with 45 seconds to play here in quarter number three. Fagan top of the key, turns down the shot. Kicks it right side, Johnson back up top to Green, standing left-hander. Harrington picked up by Bohannon to Fagan. Steadies the three, puts it up, short no, and the rebound to Reese Phillips.
And Lindmar now, you got to know the clock.
Only down eight, 49-41 now. The scoreboard was a little behind there. 15 seconds, Lindmar will go for one. Big possession. Prinny with Harrington on him. Goes in the high post. Klosterman on the hand back to Bohannon. Puts it on the floor. He'll get the high ball screen. Comes right. Pull up NBA. Three short. 1 second. Klosterman. Put back. No. Got it at the horn on the third effort by Klosterman.
He and Phillips right there on the backside, not giving up on that play.
Lions back within six. As we head to the fourth, buckle the seatbelts, 49-43, Cedar Falls. Back in a minute. You're listening to Boys Substate Basketball right here on KGYM.
You know how well we take care of you and your business when you need new locks or a rekey, but maybe you don't realize that at John's Lock and Key, we also provide complete commercial security. Yep, alarm systems, closed-circuit TVs, and access control. You already know and trust us, so from a competitive bid to installation and excellent technical support, we'll always be here. Call us for a bid on your new business security system. John's Lock and Key, First Avenue in Cedar Rapids, protecting what matters most.
No lizard, or TV personality, or bespectacled professor. No stage, no set, no facade. Insurance isn't entertainment. It's something you need to keep a bad thing from turning into a worse thing. That doesn't mean it has to be all stone-faced and serious. It can come with a kind, smart person who answers the phone or an email or even comes to your home when you need them. At Skogman Carlson Insurance, you have a person. A real one. Get to know yours at youhaveaperson.com.
Back with you from the U.S. Cellular Center. Scott Udash, Phil Dunn with you. Fourth quarter of the 4A Substate. And Cedar Falls with the lead in the basketball. Gertis turns right of the lane, shoveled it inside to Fagan. He lost it, picked up by Lindmar.
Brinney was in there, Klosterman was in there, knocking it loose.
Baseline drive, Klosterman, and was fouled by Fagan on the push. That'll be foul number three. First Tiger with three is Trayvon Fagan. Bohannon with playing with three for Lindmar.
1-4 set, Lindmar runs on the baseline out of bounds. They like to lob it up over the top to Klosterman.
Team foul number six, and there's the lob. We'll set the lineups as we start. Quarter number four, Murphy, Klosterman, Bohannon, Prinney, and Phillips in there right now for the Lions. Now it's going to be Johnson picking up Bohannon. behind the screen. Bohannon pops out. Three-pointer ring it up.
Oh, my goodness.
Bohannon is pumped up, and the Lions are pumped up. They're within three.
New life in this ballgame, Scott.
49-46. Green on the dribble drive. Pull up 15-footer, rimming it good. He got the roll.
How big was that shot for Cedar Falls? They needed it, something going.
Green in there. Fagan, Johnson, Gertis. Is Bohannon taking it one-on-one. Got fouled on the block. Gertis.
Gertis trying to slide over, take the front, or take the charge.
We saw this 4 years ago in a fourth quarter. Marcus Page was wearing the Superman cape that night. And right now, Jordan Bohannon is trying to will his team to the state tournament. Free throw good. 51-47. And Bohannon now with 23.
Pretty good substitution right now for Cedar Falls. Getting LaVoe back in the ball game. He causes all kinds of problems for Linmar.
Starting five back in there for Coach Schultz and Cedar Falls. Second free throw in and out. Stays a 51-47 Cedar Falls lead. Tigers with Green against the Linmar man-to-man. Going to the bucket to our left. Still plenty of time to go. We got an offensive foul. They're going to get, I think, Fagan on the push.
Is that who it was?
No, they're going to get on Green. I did not see that one, and that is his third.
I didn't either. Must have been away from the action out there, Scott.
Lions can cut this down to one, and we said Linmar needed to get the threes going, and they've got them going here in this third quarter. Printing off the Clara. Standing right-hand dribble outside the arc. Brandt back into the game now for Linmar. As the Lions go back to their starting five. Brandt on the hand back. Bohannon on the drive. Takes it inside. Step back. Jumper right through.
Over the top of LeBeau, who is there defensively.
Timeout, Linmar. They'll take a 30. We'll take a 30 as well. 6:19 to play in the ballgame. Cedar Falls 51, Linmar 49. Back in 30 seconds on KGYM.
How you doing, everybody? Bob Brooks here with Julie Konecktau, talking football, talking wins, talking about Comfort Care.
Yes, Bob, winning and Comfort Care go together. With the quality in-home services Comfort Care offers, your loved one wins.
And you win by getting quality time back with your loved one.
A win-win, yes, indeed. Call Comfort Care, 294-3527. That's 294-3527 for Comfort Care.
Go with a winner. Go with Comfort Care.
It's been a 22-11 burst by the Linmar Lions to get back within two at 51-49. Klosterman got it going. Brandt hit a couple of buckets, but it's been Jordan Bohannon.
Yeah, and he's been Mr. Everything for him. He's been doing it off the dribble, two-point range. He's been shooting threes. Behind the three-point line, he's been knocking them down.
Cedar Falls up two. They've stopped going inside in the last couple of minutes. Let's see if they do it coming off the timeout. Green up top, starter dribble. Hook pass, cross court. Crossover dribble, Johnson. Kick to the corner to Fagan. Brandt jumps out on him.
Well, look, they got Brandt guarding Fagan now.
Here's the nice pass inside on the pick and roll, and Fagan fouled.
Pretty had a chance in there that time, and he got just enough of a contact on the brush to disrupt Fagan and draw the foul.
Jared Prinney's first foul, only the third against Linmar of the half. Free throw on the way, front iron, no good by Fagan.
The only other two that were in this half were on Bohannon. And he got him one on a charge and he got one on the defensive end.
One more, Fagan, a 73%er on the way, curled out, no good, missed them both. Lions can take the lead with the deep ball.
We'll get a set here, get the call from Coach Robertson.
Bohannon, they work the weave up top. 5:40 to play in the game. Winner goes to Des Moines in the 4A state tournament. Brandt, far hash mark, left sideline. Lions being patient. They clear it out for Murphy. Looking down low, bounces it right of the lane. Klosterman backs his way in. Fakes again, kicks it back to Murphy. Give and go, right back it comes to Klosterman and traveled with it. Drug the pivot foot.
Well, they were trying to get him on the post. They were looking for an inside out, nothing there.
Only the third Linmar turnover of the game. been as good as we thought it would be.
Now it's Cedar Falls' turn to get the call from the bench, what they want to run.
51-49, Alexander right side. LeBeau going one-on-one. Drop step in the lane, high off the glass. No. Offensive rebound, though, for the Tigers. And the pass kicked out of bounds. It'll stay CF ball.
Now, I know LeBeau wasn't able to connect, but that is the matchup if you're Cedar Falls. And now, but Linmar switched. They got Klosterman guarding LeBeau now, and Brandt's guarding in the interior against Fagan.
Inbound, and now Cedar Falls will set it back up. A.J. Green. Goes between the legs with it. Drives on Murphy. Behind the back dribble. Kick to the corner. Pull up jumper three. Way off the mark. No good. Rebound Prinny underneath. And got hacked and fouled by Isaiah Johnson.
Prinny going to go to the free throw line in the one-on-one here.
Team foul number nine. Jared Prinny only one of three tonight, though, from the line.
Well, they're a good free throw shooting team. They have been all year long, Linmar has. Prinny at almost 80%.
Free throw, front end of the one-on-one, right through. High school basketball presented by First Federal Credit Union here tonight. Shooting for the tie. In and out, no. And the rebound to Cedar Falls. 51-50 Tigers. 4:42 to play in the game. Alexander, a long bounce pass to Fagan. Holds it in the high post. Kicks it far side. Back to Alexander. Green picked up by Murphy coming off the screen. Tigers being patient. Green looking inside. Back out front to LeBeau. Takes it right free throw line. Kick out to Alexander. Might have walked, but got away with it. LeBeau goes crossover, drives, spins, goes up with a fall away off the glass and got the roll.
And up off the glass. Again, that tough matchup for Linmar.
LeBeau with 17 points for the sophomore. 53-50. Tigers by three. Linmar basketball. Bohannon. Pull up. Three-pointer. Ring it up for Bohannon.
Wow. He doesn't take much room at all to get that shot off.
28 for Bohannon, timeout, Cedar Falls. We'll take one as well. Lions have tied it. And we'll be back after this 1 minute timeout. It's 3:50 to play in the game. Back to the U.S. Cellular Center after this on KGYM.
I can tell you as a vet that I was going out to go build a deck when I got back from Afghanistan. And I went down to one of the big box stores that had always had a military discount and got all my stuff and came up with 2.5 carts full of stuff to start building a deck and pulled out my military ID and the person at the front counter said, well, we don't do military discounts anymore. And I said, well, you've got a lot of stuff to put away. I'm Brad Stork with Bachmeyer Carpet One Floor and Home. Our military discount, that's forever. We owe it to all of our vets and those who serve us every day. It's 15% off all materials for veterans, current military members, police, firefighters, first responders. It's what we have to provide. This is who we are. This is what we represent. Bachmeyer Carpet One, 3402 Merchant Street in Coralville, across from Tyson's.
Back with you for the final 3:50. We are tied at 53 apiece. Winner goes to state, Cedar Falls. See if they run a special play off the timeout. And Alexander in front court holds it at the center circle. They get into the offense. And now away from the ball, they're going to get a foul on Linmar. On Murphy trying to hold A.J. Green.
Out of bounds right in front of the Cedar Falls bench.
Head coach Ryan Schultz of Cedar Falls was pretty adamant with the officials about Jordan Bohannon pushing off.
He's got a little bit of an illegal screen there, too, on LeBeau.
Green on the drive, had it blocked, but a foul before that. And they're going to get it on Murphy again. Second on Murph, and team foul number five.
Tell you, Cedar Falls running that set. Now they get LeBeau. They like to get LeBeau on the backside.
And got the leaner to go off the inbound.
He scored, I bet, 6 points on out-of-bounds sets in this ballgame.
19 for LeBeau, 55-53. Bohannon, shake and bake move. Hand back. Klosterman fakes the three. drives in. Drives it left of the lane, cut off. Pass inside, tipped, stolen by Fagan. Lead pass ahead. Klosterman tried to get the steal. Layup no good, tip no good. Third effort no good. Far side, Isaiah Johnson gets it back for Cedar Falls. And now what do we got? Timeout. 30-second timeout taken by Cedar Falls. We'll take it as well. 2:59 to play in the game. 55-53. Tigers on top. Back in 30 seconds on KGYM.
First Federal Credit Union is proud to present Corridor High School Athletics. Since 1926, First Federal Credit Union has served the community with the knowledge and solutions that meet the changing needs of our members at every stage of their lives. Whatever your personal or financial goals, First Federal Credit Union can make your dreams a reality. Learn more about First Federal Credit Union at firstfedcu.com. First Federal Credit Union, it's possible. Member NCUA.
Some other scores at halftime. Dubuque Senior leading Dubuque Hempstead 23-21. Ames over Des Moines Hoover 15-11 at halftime. Here it's 55-53 with 2:56 to play. Cedar Falls with the basketball in the lead. And the Tigers with only one timeout remaining, according to my sheet. Nope, check that too. Green will yo-yo the dribble back out. And Coach Schultz wants some... One-on-one move. Here's Green. Pull-up jumper short over Murphy. Bohannon glides in for the rebound.
Big possession right here, Scott, both ways.
Bohannon up the left-hand boards. Stop and go move. Now pop three. Good for Bohannon.
Oh, my goodness. Got the lead.
Lindmar's first lead since very early, 56-55. Pull-up jumper, Green, he gets it right back to the Tigers as he swishes it down.
Well, Murphy's limping out there now, too.
20 for Green. And I think Murphy's going to have to come out if they stop the game. Is that correct or not?
Fish, nobody came on the court for Lindmar to tend to him. I don't know if he's cramping or what. They're going to let him play.
57-56, Tigers by one, 2:07 to play. And the atmosphere is electric and a great crowd on hand as well. Lyons shooting for the lead. Bohannon at front court, he's done everything so far. His three was tipped that time. Wanted a foul, didn't get it. And Lindmar goes on defense. Green goes back door to Fagan, gets the easy two.
He got lost in transition.
Timeout, Lindmar now. And this will be a full timeout. We'll take one as well with a minute 49 to play in the game. Cedar Falls 59, Lindmar 56. Back after this on KGYM.
Mind blown. This is Gigability. Internet at the speed of now. Exclusively from I'm On Communications. Gigability with internet speeds up to 1 gig gives you the freedom to play, surf, stream, or binge watch your way. No matter how many devices your family has firing at once, I'm On Gigability has you covered. Get gigified. Visit imon.net/gigability or call 298-6484 to sign up today. I'm On Gigability is now available in residential fiber to the home areas of Cedar Rapids, Marion, and Hiawatha.
You know how well we take care of you and your business when you need new locks or a rekey, but maybe you don't realize that at John's Lock and Key, we also provide complete commercial security. Yep, alarm systems, closed-circuit TVs, and access control. You already know and trust us, so from a competitive bid to installation and excellent technical support, we'll always be here. Call us for a bid on your new business security system. John's Lock and Key, First Avenue in Cedar Rapids, protecting what matters most.
You want a great basketball, you want an energy, you've got it. 59-56, Cedar Falls, Lindmar ball, minute 49 to play. Don't necessarily need a three here, but you need a good shot.
It might be your best shot if you're Lindmar with Bohannon out there.
Bohannon has had a great second half between the leg dribble. He's got LeBeau on him now, takes him right free throw line, handed back to Murphy. Down to 90 seconds to play. Brandt turns the corner, leaves it for Bohannon. Couple of jab steps. Now goes up for three, in and out. Fagan with a rebound underneath. That was halfway down.
That was. That was all but hitting the net.
LeBeau jump stop in the lane, and now Cedar Falls going to spread full on the floor here. Lindmar with only five team fouls, so they've got one to give yet. Minute 8 to play. Fagan on the hand back. Here's Alexander in the lane. He'll take it all the way in and got fouled. He split defenders. And he'll go to the free throw line. And again, extracurriculars afterwards.
Contact on the floor, and I think they're just going to give him two free throws and go through this.
Klosterman gets his third. Team foul number six, but it's a two-shot situation. And Alexander has not scored tonight. Only a 69% foul shooter, which is the worst of the five. He gets two and missed the first.
Kind of knuckleballed up there, Scott. Coach Robertson gives the call to Bohannon here. Get it in. He says he wants him to go hard to the rim.
Free throw number two, right through. Got one out of two. Two possession game. 60 to 56. Bohannon on the move, going coast to coast. On the drive, lost it going in on a high dribble, but he got bailed out on the foul.
We'll get to the free throw line. Clock stop. That's what you want if you're Linmar.
A.J. Green gets his fourth. And the double bonus, two shots the rest of the way for the Lions. And Jordan Bohannon to the line. And Linmar has not been their customary selves at the free throw line. This one's good, though.
Yeah, if you're Linmar, you're talking about what you're going to do defensively here. You're going to be up. You're going to pick up, I'm sure. You're going to have to try and get a steal. If not, you don't want to let them get running on you. You're not going to catch them for the foul.
Full court pressure. Linmar down to 60 to 58. Fagan breaks it across the timeline. Jump pass down low to LeBeau, and before the shot, fouled, and that's the fourth on Bohannon as they broke the pressure.
Down along the baseline, they found him underneath.
Team foul number seven. And one and one for Trayshawn LeBeau, who's got 19 points to lead Cedar Falls. Or second to Green's 20. One in the bonus, on the way. In and out, no good. Lions can tie or take the lead with a three. Bohannon, it's in his hands. Goes crossover. Bo on the drive, all the way in. Hangs and was fouled.
Gets to the free throw line here again.
Fagan on the foul, going for the block.
His fourth, is that correct?
That is correct. Bohannon has 33 right now for Linmar. Two free throws could tie it up. On the way, first one splashed right through.
Cedar Falls, only one timeout left.
Correct.
Now if you're Linmar, he makes this, you got to play straight up D. Don't have to commit a foul.
Second one good. We are tied at 60, and Linmar will take the timeout now. With 39 seconds to play. All right, Phil, put your coaching hat on here. You've got to go for one if you're Cedar Falls, all right?
39 left. That's what I would do if I was Cedar Falls, play for that final shot. Spread it out a little bit. You got a good guard in Green who can handle the basketball. Heady player out there. You're going to trust him, and he's going to understand what to do. Then I think you got to find LeBeau or Fagan coming down the stretch. Those are two guys that have caused problems for Linmar all night long on the defensive end. See if you can get them rolling to the basket. Little ball screen action. Green's been good out of that. Fagan's been good slipping, rolling to the basket, or even possibly even a little curl cut for LeBeau coming off a little down screen on the backside of that.
Shoot it with about 8 seconds maybe. That way you get a chance at the offensive rebound, which they've done so well today.
I think you go at about 8. You shoot at about 8. That gives Linmar enough time to go to the other end because they can get there quick. All five of those guys can clear it and go. If you're Linmar, you just D up, straight up. Cedar Falls, you might have a special play you like to run at the end where you get somebody, one of those guys on a post up too. Not necessarily have to be on a ball screen. Maybe it's a little bit more traditional play with Fagan or LeBeau on the post up on the block.
Inbound, Cedar Falls, 35 seconds, he'll walk it up. Murphy with a little pressure on Green. AJ will walk it across the timeline.
Any foul by Linmar is going to put Cedar Falls on the line.
Fagan, couple jab steps, out front at 6'7". Brandt playing off of him. 20 seconds to play. 5-second count is on. And will he pick it up? Now he starts a drive. Takes it right free throw line and timeout. Tigers with 13 seconds. Each team now with one left.
Well, they effectively killed 26 seconds right there.
And now a lot easier here for Cedar Falls.
We got an inbound. They're going to be inbound right in front of their bench is where they're going to be throwing it in. They're going to, obviously they got a play that they like to run. I'm sure they've went over these situations down the stretch. You talk about these in practices. You down one. What do you do when you have the ball at the end? You down two. Tie ball game. What do you do? Go down there. What are your plays? One thing I thought was interesting, Scott, the officials got together, huddled, talked about who had what responsibility here going down the stretch. And that's a good sign of communication right there, too, because anything can happen down the stretch here.
It's been a great game. Cedar Falls led by as many as 11. Linmar had a couple of small leads, came back behind Jordan Bohannon, who's got 35 tonight. And now the Lions need a defensive stop here.
And if you're Linmar, you got to elect to play. What do you do on ball screens? Are you going to head strong? That leaves the slip open. I think that's what you might see out of this. They're going to get it to Green and then try to run a ball screen for him.
Here we go. 10 seconds. Green with 8 into the front court. They'll clear it out. Green between the leg dribble. Lost it. Loosened the floor. They dive for it. Jump ball. It's going to go to Linmar with 1.3. Great defense by Riley Murphy.
Kept the ball in front of him, and when he crossed it over, popped it loose. Chris got a timeout. I think he's going to take it for Linmar.
Got one left. Might as well take it. There's no team in Iowa better at a half-court shot over the years than the Linmar Lions.
I bet you know who it's going to go to.
Oh, darn right. It's going to go to Bohannon.
They've got something that they run in these in-game sets that they're going to remind them and talk about. This isn't the first time they've seen it. These players over there, this is not him playing in the sand drawing something up. This is something that they've had, they've worked on. Bohannon's going to be option number one, number two, and number three coming out of this. But, you know, here's the other thing, Scott. They're going to, if you're Cedar Falls, you're going to do whatever it takes to try and keep Bohannon from catching the basketball here.
Well, you can't foul him, though.
No, you can't, but, I mean, Linmar's, all those other guys out there are capable of knocking down the long shot. Linmar's going to be throwing in the back court. You got to throw it ahead. Definitely don't throw it backwards where Cedar Falls can maybe tip it and get a shot up on the end. Let Linmar get it. One bounce maybe, and you can still put it up.
All right, 1.3 on the clock. Linmar to inbound.
Grant's the trigger man. He's the inbounder.
In the back court, on the far side, for the win. Tied at 60. Inbound, looking. Grant gets it in. Gets it to Murphy. He'll let it loose. Two-thirds court. Off the backboard. We're going to overtime, and why not? Linmar 60, Cedar Falls 60. We'll take a 30-second break and come back with overtime after this. You're listening to Boys Substate Basketball on KGYM.
Data is the techie word for information. Your kids' social security numbers, employees' health information, or customers' tax ID numbers. One little computer virus, an innocently mishandled email, or ill-intentioned hacker could mean big trouble and costs. Skogman Carlson Insurance is ready to protect you with their cyber liability coverage. You have a person who will explain how their cyber liability coverage can help you if there's ever a data breach. At Skogman Carlson Insurance, you have a person, a real one. Meet yours at youhaveaperson.com.
60 to 60, we're headed to overtime here from the U.S. Cellular Center. What a great game it has been. As Cedar Falls and Linmar will play 4 more minutes to decide who goes to the Boys State Basketball Tournament.
Well, people are going to get their money's worth coming down here tonight. They've got a terrific ball game here. And at one time, Scott, I think if you would have looked at this and the way Cedar Falls came out in the third quarter, it looked like Cedar Falls may be able to get a handle on this one and take it by the horns and take it home. But Linmar has just been pounding, coming back. One thing to notice going in here, Scott, Jordan Bohannon has four fouls going into this overtime, so he's got to be careful.
60-60. And we are underway with overtime. It'll be Cedar Falls. They own the tip. Tigers going to the bucket to our left. Fagan off the clear out, going one-on-one. Drives on Brandt, hangs, puts it up and scores. Cedar Falls forgot that in the last 5 minutes of the game.
Yeah, they did. That matchup, those LeBeau and Fagan are so hard for Linmar to defend.
18 for Fagan, 62-60. Brandt with a deep three, and he hits it from beyond the NBA arc.
Over the top of Johnson that time. No hesitation by Brandt.
7-3 of the half, 63-62, and Murphy just picked up his third foul on a block.
Trying to slide in front, trying to establish position that time in front of Green.
A.J. Green, 20-point night with a one in bonus. Team foul number 8. Has the 1-1, puts it up and got it. Tied at 63. They'll try to give the Tigers the lead. Benzenese puts it up right through. 22 now for Green. 64-63 Tigers. Bohannon in the front court. Comes left. Drives in. Stops. Fall away. 15-footer. Got it.
Separation out there. Going to his left. Step back. Tough, tough shot.
37 for Bo. 65-64, Linmar. Standing dribble. Alexander gets it to Johnson, backs his way in, and an offensive foul. And the Cedar Falls bench is in bewilderment.
Call it the chicken wing, Scott, to get that arm out a little bit, create separation. No free throws down.
Nope. I believe they got that on
Johnson, 24, I believe.
24, okay. Second on Johnson. Linmar with the lead and the ball now. 65-64. Bohannon one-on-one move. Hands it back to Klosterman. Two-man game. They'll clear it out for Bo. Step back. Fake the three. Drives in. Kick to Klosterman. Open three-pointer. No. And the rebound on the weak side to Isaiah Johnson. That would have brought the house down. Tigers down one. 2:29 remaining in overtime. They worked the golden arc. Skip pass over the top. LeBeau fakes. No look pass inside. Fagan fumbled it. Picked it up. Scores. It'll count the foul. Who's going to get the foul?
Brandt was there, I believe it was. It was the one hanging around.
Yep. It's Brandt. Only his second, but Bohannon was in the area, and everybody took a deep breath.
What a big swing that was, Scott. Linmar misses a three that would have put them up to 68. And they Cedar Falls misses their chance for the three-point play.
66-65. Cedar Falls by 1 point. Bohannon going one-on-one. Yo-yos the dribble. Off the clear out. Drives in. Layup good. Right hand.
Well, nobody can guard him right now, Scott. He's just in that zone.
39 for Jordan Bohannon. Linmar by one. Green pull up on the other end. Swish right through. What a beauty.
Murphy's cramping up, Scott.
68-67 in favor of Cedar Falls. Linmar with the ball. Under two to play. Bohannon coming off the ball screen. Yo-yos, turns down the shot. Gets it over to Murphy. Right back it comes to Bo. He'll line it up for three. Got it again.
Oh, my goodness.
Are you kidding? Are you kidding?
Cannot believe what we're seeing here, Scott.
Timeout, Cedar Falls.
Linmar's got problems right now with Murphy.
Yeah, he's going to have to come out of the game. 42 for Jordan Bohannon. It's a timeout. Deja vu all over again from 4 years ago when Marcus Page did this against Kennedy over at Prairie in a sub-state final.
Just unbelievable, Scott. Everything we've seen tonight is Linmar and Bohannon has just been exhilarating out there. You can't, there's not enough words to describe what they've accomplished.
What an unbelievable performance. 42 for Jordan Bohannon.
If you're Chris Robertson, now what are you going to do? Are you going to come with, is Phillips your guy coming off the bench?
I got to think you got to come with Phillips. We're in overtime, 70-68 Linmar. As we were tied at 60 after regulation. And Murphy, they still haven't worked that cramp out.
No, that leg is locked. He's walking on his heel.
And we're going to have to get that thing worked on, get some fluids in there quickly.
Phillips is the little guy that's going to come in. He checked in for Linmar. Tough spot for him to come in. It's been a long time since Linmar's had somebody off the bench,
which may have contributed to the cramping a little bit.
Well, Phillips going to come in. Junior. He's their sixth, seventh man off the bench.
Inbound, Tigers, and Green going to get called for over and back. Oh, and Phillips caused a turnover. There was some contact. They said play on.
And it's going to be Linmar basketball as a result of that. Cedar Falls bench did not like that at all.
14th turnover against Cedar Falls.
Well, here comes, you got the lead now, Scott. Your Linmar, make them come out and follow you. But Phillips would be the guy I would go after if I'm Cedar Falls.
And they foul Bohannon Johnson on the hand check.
That's not who you want to foul when you're down two.
Johnson with his third, double bonus. Bohannon with 42, looking for more. Bohannon, first one on the way. It's up and got the roll. 43 now for Jordan Bohannon, and Linmar can make it a two-possession lead.
On your Cedar Falls, you come down right away. You're going to race it down. Go to Fagan again, and you know that matchup.
Got them both.
This is where Linmar's tough to come back on now, Scott, at the end of these games.
72-68, Tigers, minute five to play, down by four now. Don't necessarily need a three, but they'll go with Green, and he got fouled by Phillips.
Almost gave it back to him, Scott, if Green could have connected the four-point play, try it.
Third on Phillips, three free throws coming up.
And you know, Phillips is trying to make the hustle play. He's trying to get through there and contest, but he got enough of the body to knock him down.
And Green, an excellent free throw shooter at 88%. Free throw up, good. Got the roll.
So now they get a chance to score here with no time coming off the clock. Three straight free throws.
How about Green's game too? Got them both, or the second one, I should say. The
youngster's not fazed by the pressure right now.
He's got 26. And 27, got them all. Back to within one. Full court pressure applied by Cedar Falls, 72-71. Brant in the backcourt, going to have to use the timeout, and that's it for Linmar.
Well, it's a heads-up play by Brant, though. He knew they were in trouble.
And the senior called the timeout with 56.4 seconds to play here in the basketball game.
Murphy's moving over there, Scott. I think they're going to try and go with him.
Listening to high school sub-state basketball on 107.5 and 106.3 FM, KGYM, Cedar Rapids, Iowa City. Hope you've been enjoying it. I don't know how you can't. Tied at 60 going into overtime. Jordan Bohannon has got 44 points. A.J. Green has 27 for Cedar Falls. Trayvon Fagan's got 19. Trayshawn LeBeau with 19. It's been unbelievable.
It's just been one of those nights, Scott, that a lot of people will remember, that especially the kids that have been involved in this ball game. Just terrific second half, fourth quarter in particular for the Linmar Lions. Going into the fourth quarter, they're down by six, 49-43. Then Mr. Bohannon decided to take over the ball game. And it's just been trading body blows ever since between these two ball clubs.
Been a dandy. Here we go. Linmar against the pressure. Fagan to front Prinny. Looking, gets it into Bohannon. No play catch with it. Bohannon spinning catch in the backcourt. Traveled with it into the double team.
He's going, drug that pivot foot, going into it. Potentially huge turnover, Scott, right there. Down, up one.
Only the fifth of the game. Murphy is back in there, Phil.
He's going to guard Green out there, too, and a little bit those gimpy legs. See how he goes.
Green off the clear out. He's going to take Murphy one-on-one. Step back jumper right through.
Cedar Falls answers, gets the lead.
73-72. Bohannon the other way, 35 seconds. He'll pull up for three. Leaner, no. Rebound Fagan underneath, fouled by Klosterman.
Wow, how things have changed so quickly.
The three free throws, the travel call, the pull-up jumper.
It was so, it was just a minute ago we thought that Linmar, with that four-point lead, had set themselves up pretty nicely.
Wow. Fagan to the line. 72-71. Or 73-72, right?
It is 73-72.
Dan Dockage, he talked about Cedar
Falls. He can't play. He's got bad eyes.
First free throw, no good by
Fagan. Eyes are a big deal to me. Look at great players and look at their eyes.
It was 0 for 3
tonight.
And
you can tell a lot about them. More I watch this kid,
number two,
the worse I think he is.
Two reaction dance.
Lee. Lindmar, 29 seconds. Did they shoot early? Here's Bohannon, circling left. Now reverses. Nice drop off pass to Klosterman, fouled underneath by Alexander.
He and Fagan were both right there. Klosterman goes to the line now, down two, 22 seconds left. Huge free throws.
Trying for the tie, Bo Klosterman, the senior. Up good. One more coming up for the tie.
Well, see if it's a tie, Cedar Falls will hold for the final shot again. If not, Linmar's going to have to get up after it.
Got them both. Tied again. 74-74. 19 seconds to play. And the Tigers will go for the last shot.
Well, the last time they went a 1-4 look, this time they don't.
10 seconds, Fagan holds it right in front of us. Left side, 6 seconds. He'll get in the offense, hand back to Green. Green on the dribble drive, stops, pops, and got it! That'll do it, no timeouts remaining. The sophomore breaks Lindmar's heart. 76-74, Cedar Falls on the last second shot is going to the state tournament. What a game. What a game.
That's one of those, Scott, where you tip your hat to Cedar Falls and Green. That was a huge shot. That was a tough shot right here in front of us. Pretty well defended from the Linmar perspective. He just knocked it down. He made the shot when he needed to.
A.J. Green doing his own Jordan Bohannon impression as he collects 31 points tonight. And the Lions season comes to an end as Cedar Falls goes to state at 19-4 on the buzzer beater by A.J. Green. 76-74 over the Linmar Lions despite the 44-point night for Jordan Bohannon. We will take a 90-second break and come back and wrap things up for game one after this here on KGYO.
In 1940s America, it was common for several generations to reside under the same roof. Grandparents, parents, and children all sharing traditions and learning from each other. There was a simple beauty to this kind of living. And while it isn't common anymore, at Hertin and Stocker Jewelers, three generations still share one roof. The Dickens family history at Hertin and Stocker began when Willow was a simple watchmaker. He went on to own the business and raised his sons Terry and Tim alongside him in the store. Now Terry's daughter Kate has joined the family at Hertin and Stocker Jewelers. She brings her contemporary sensibility and fresh ideas to the jewelry cases while carrying on the heritage of service and understanding she grew up with. Kate is the most recent chapter in the ongoing story of Hertin and Stocker Jewelers. Come see what's sparkling in those famous windows on the corner of Dubuque and Washington Streets in Iowa City. And be sure to stop in and say hi to Willa, Terry, Tim, and now Kate. One of them is always there.
Back with you here at the U.S. Cellular Center, Scott Unash, along with Phil Dunn, as what a game. Overtime, Cedar Falls, eighth rated, beats number nine, Lindmar, 76-74, on the buzzer beater by sophomore A.J. Green to send Cedar Falls back to the boys' state basketball tournament. I don't know what more you can say. This was an instant classic.
It was, and boy, it was one of the best games I've ever seen, Scott, in high school basketball. Just back and forth. The terrific individual performances, starting with Jordan Bohannon out there with 44 points at the end. And Lindmar battles back, and they get that four-point lead. You think they have it, and then Cedar Falls snatches it at the very end. Total heartbreaker for the Lions.
Nothing more you could do. That was a double team on A.J. Green. He hit the shot.
It was a tough shot. You tip your hat to him. He made a great play out there for the finish. And happy bunch of Cedar Falls Tigers going off the floor.
Unbelievable game as the Tigers win it by two, 76-74. Let's give you the final scoring in this one. For Cedar Falls, they go to state at 19-4. Three of their five starters in double figures, led by A.J. Green with 31, including the game winner at the buzzer. 21 for Trayvon Fagan. Trayshawn LeBeau with 19. He was the X factor tonight. He averaged 10 and ended up with 19. Four for Isaiah Johnson. Taylen Alexander with a free throw for one. That's the scoring for Cedar Falls. For Lindmar, they end the season at 17-6. Jordan Bohannon, 44 points to close out an era I don't think we're ever going to see again, and to be honest with you, in the Metro with four brothers going through. He ends up with 44 points in his final game tonight for Lindmar. Also in double figures, Bo Klosterman with 12 points, 9 points for Jordan Brandt, 5 for Jared Prinney, and Riley Murphy with 2. There was no bench scoring in this game tonight. And the free throw story, Cedar Falls was 11 of 18 for the game. And for Lindmar, we'll get these totaled up here. The Lions tonight were 16 of 23 from the free throw line in this one. And the Lions with 10 three-pointers to 5 for Cedar Falls. And Lindmar falls a little bit short tonight, though, 76-74. Just an amazing game.
It was. It's just, you're going to look back. Kids are going to look back at it. The coaches are going to look back, especially for Lindmar. And they're going to look at all those what-if plays. What if I did this? What if I did that? You can't do that. You know, it's going to be human nature to kick themselves around a little bit. But it's a terrific season. Coach Robertson and Lindmar finished 17-6 on the year. It's going to be a tough pill to swallow right now. They didn't want to end it here, but that doesn't diminish what they accomplished this year.
Absolutely. Great stuff. And we're going to end our post game here and make way for Brent Balbinot and for Kenyon Murray as they will have game number two. That's going to be on all three of our frequencies, 1600 AM, 107.5, and 106.3 FM KGYM, as Iowa City West and Iowa City High will go at it coming up here for game number two. Phil, was a great one, and hopefully we'll get to do some games next week down at the Wells Fargo Arena.
Hopefully they're as good as this, but that's going to be hard to top.
Might not be as good as this one again for a while. Big thanks to David Schulte back in the studio. And thanks to all our sports-minded boosters. Big thanks to everybody for tuning in. Hope you enjoyed it. Final score of this 4A boys substate game number one in overtime. Number 8, Cedar Falls, 76. Number 9, Lindmar, 74. And for Phil Dunn, Scott Unash saying so long from the U.S. Cellular Center for just a little while.